We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Ignite Your Heart and Soul right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and my guest today is Noel Hipke. We're going to be talking about something quite exciting today. One's superpowers that are within, and we all got the superpowers within. We just need to know how to tap into them. She said the world is shifting from a materialistic one to an energetic new earth. In superpowers, join Noelle on her journey of self-discovery. I do love this self-discovery, such a sink here, and soul healing as she explains the invisible details and the teachings on how to control your frequency, tap into your unseen abilities and your higher self, and discover your unique blueprint using new concepts and cutting-edge non-traditional methods. She highlights previously ignored aspects of the human evolution while identifying luminary visionaries who are working together as conscious collective to awaken and heal humanity. Journal prompts the end of each chapter and will guide readers into creating their very own adventure books. We're going to be talking about her new book today. We're going to be talking about how we do tap into our own beautiful, absolutely gorgeous essence of who we really are and who we're really meant to be, and let go of all the CRAP that has been downloaded to us over the generations and truly embrace the soul essence of who we really are, because quite honestly, we're pretty awesome, aren't we? Welcome to the show, Noel.
Hey, thank you. You gave me the chills as you read that. And I love that you're wearing baby blue and I'm wearing baby blue. Totally not planned, but
blue's my color, you know.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, exactly. Same with the self-discovery in your whole intro there. It is about self-discovery, isn't it? It is about going, am I just a humanoid that's been conditioned to be like this, following the rules and the regulations like a droid? Or am I a human spirit that needs to experience life in all aspects of it? And I can't do that within the restraints that have been imposed upon me.
Absolutely. It's expansion time.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm so excited to, as I work and talk to people, I just say that one thing and they get the trigger and that's all they need. And then they go, see ya. And they go and do amazing things.
Yes.
So that's always so exciting to witness. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to share all the information that I've been literally downloading it. Mm-hmm. So it's been coming in and it's bigger than me, greater than me. And I'm excited to share and present what I know.
I think what people need to understand is that we are a spirit having a human existence. What we're doing is bringing that beautiful divine wisdom that resonates in our heart in truth, and it goes into our spirit into action, so our minds will know what they need to know when it needs to know it. And that if we allow that channeling, that wisdom to come through, we're not just a vessel, an empty vessel. We're each one of us given a beautiful frequency of wisdom and knowledge in order to apply to human nature so that we really can rise up in the expansion and the frequency that we need to rise up in. And you know, we're so far behind in our development, in our conscious development. And this is something that we need to do very quickly. I'm sure you've downloaded that. Let's put the foot to the pedal.
Yes. When you go into ascension mode, which is what we're all supposed to be doing right now, we are basically clearing the past, the present, and setting in the future.
Yes.
So you're aligning your soul with your higher self and going into a different frequency. So it's when you start doing the work and moving into that state of being and maintaining it at a high level, because a lot of people fluctuate up and down through life. Mm-hmm. And that's from the choices we make. Every day we are being given tests. Are you going to go this way? It's adventure. Every day is an adventure. So, how are you going to play out your day? What are you going to learn? What are you going to use with your free will? We all have free will, and a lot of people have just dismissed it, ignored it, and have become really robotic and just functioning on such low levels. But once you arise above it, like you mentioned, that's when you become unlimited. And you're tapping into knowledge and wisdom and expansion, involvement beyond the norm. So we're no more 3D, we're moving into 5D.
We've been in 5D for a while, actually. And we're even rising up to the 60, and people are waking up to that, because those that awaken, like yourself, you understand there are no borders, there are no boundaries. There's just energy signatures. And you want to be around the energies that are uplifting, that are divulging of information. You don't want to be around those negative energies that which are mostly the 3D, because they're people who will not evolve. And you can't evolve without free will. You have to have the free will. But it's the allowing ourselves to open up in order to receive. Anybody can channel. Anybody can ignite their heart and soul. Anybody can do it. And we all should be doing it, because that is our evolution, right? But it is getting out of the head, all the head chatter, all the head conditioning, and listening with the soul and the heart and the spirit, because that intellect is so much more superior.
Absolutely. And you need to be careful who you hang out with. That is really imperative right now. Right? And it's
Vibe
funny because this is how it's working for me is I literally just move people out of the way
tribe.
energetically, emotionally, physically. I'm like, you've got to go because I want to ascend and you're in my way. Your energy is blocking me. Your issues, your programming, the way you think and function and behave is preventing me from expanding. So once you hang out with other people who are expanding, then you're able to work together to expand even more and lift each other up.
And become the illumination for others to see why rising up is important, why, stepping in. And then what are people afraid of? Most people are afraid of fear itself. They're just afraid. And what really it comes down to is we're afraid of the unknown. But when we actually surrender and ask the universe, God, universe, love, energy, whatever you wish to label it, but you allow it to come through you and guide you. A, you're never alone. That wisdom is always with you. And it will guide your thoughts into the right energetic thoughts that allow you to succeed in anything you're doing in life. But we have to surrender to the control. It isn't like, okay, you're going to come down and I'm going to do this. No, it is surrender and allow it to take you where you are designed to go, because we're all designed for something, aren't we?
Absolutely. And that's being authentically you. That's where you tap into your superpowers. You don't want to copycat somebody else because you're not the same as them. You're not supposed to be the same. You get your superpowers when you become your authentic self. And in order to do that, you need to get your cells in alignment to sing together. So you vibrate and radiate your true authenticity.
Like everybody else is taken. So why are you trying to be like everyone else? Is this whole two words I hate is comparison and competition. We're not in comparison with each other. We don't need to compete with each other. It isn't about who's better and who's worst, who's last, who's first. It's about your own abundance that lies within. And the more abundant and enriched you are, the more your cup runneth over and benefit everybody around you. That's when you are rich. It isn't the bank account, it isn't the likes, it isn't how many followers you have, it's what's inside.
You got it. And that's why our energy is our top priority now, is maintaining it at a very high frequency. And that's what attracts like moths to a light, is a very high energy and radiation of, lumination. So I love that we're having this conversation and you get it. And The younger generations are really hungry for it.
Yeah, they are.
They're open to change. I feel like I bring a lot of things in my book, Superpowers, that people can't see and understand, especially the older generations. They're very programmed and set in their ways. So I'm trying to present a new way to think, behave, function, and live. And the younger generations seem to be really open to it, really ready, really and doing more. Sometimes I'll see them t they'll be we're teaching each other stuff.
Yes,
No
yes.
matter what age we are, it's unlimited to for learning, which is what's so exciting is when you think you might be 100 and think I've done everything I can, but there's always more to
There
do.
is no age barrier. I mean, the oldest person I've interviewed was 92, and she had started just a couple of years before her own TV channel, taken on a new lover. So, it ain't over until it's over. I live with someone who is going to be 90 in July. Yeah, she still drives. She still cooks for herself. She's stronger than I am, right? She's a black belt. All right, short-term memory is going, but everything else is just so incredibly functional. And we're the ones that put labels on ourselves. Well, by 50, I should be this. By 60, I should be that. And by that time, I've got to be on the porch knitting. Hello, hello. There's a life to be lived. And there is no age barrier. And you see young indigo kids gifted with such enormous gifts way beyond their years. They're there to show us no age barrier. It's when you open up to the divine and you allow that to come through you, it will show you your path.
Yes, and you look so young. I see you as so young.
Oh,
I
God,
don't know if
that's the
everybody else
lighting,
is.
darling.
When I see, when I look at people, when I look at souls, I see your
Yes.
soul though, but you radiate so bright and beautiful that there's this youth coming out of you.
Yeah, I think that's enthusiasm. I've got a passion for souls and for hearts and souls igniting, because when you're around somebody whose heart and soul has ignited, there's nothing better. You know, that there's the vibe tribe. There are people who are getting you, and they immediately step into support of who you are, celebration of who you are. How can we help each other?
Thank
How,
you.
that is what it's about, isn't it? That is what it's about, is that when you resonate on your own frequency and it's always in flow and it comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of soul. It comes from an exuberant spirit. You're going to ignite in other people the heart, the spirit, the soul, somewhere along the line when they're ready, not until they're ready. But you're going to attract other people around you like that, and together. And do the analogy this. People must be sick of this analogy right now who listen to my shows, but each one of us is an instrument. And we learn how to play that instrument. And we can go solo and we could do very well. But when we join the orchestra and each one of us in our strengths come together harmoniously and we play, we are transcending in our togetherness as an orchestra, and so invitational. That is what the journey is about, to be the best instrument that you can be, so that we can come together in that orchestra and lift people right up together.
Oh, wow. Yes. I love that. Absolutely love that.
That is up to us to first find our instrument, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's so funny because I wanted to play the harp at one point in my life. And then I found out they weighed 90 pounds. And I'm like, well, I can't carry that thing around. But I guess I'll just play it when I get to heaven. And maybe the instrument needs to be see-through so it doesn't weigh 90 pounds. And that's how it's funny because there's points when I've been doing this work, I wonder, and I'm like, am I going to turn see-through? Am I going to be clear? Because I was doing so much traveling out of the body to heal. I was going into other realms and other dimensions, healing segments of the soul. And I was like, man, am I even going to exist here anymore?
No, but what it's a different form of transcendence is that people see you, right? They see you in all your truth and all your honesty, because that's what comes off you, right? No BS. It's like there is none of that conditioning that is being imposed upon us. It's you. And that's When people say, I see right through you, it's a compliment in a way, because, it's like you've got nothing to hide. You are your essence and you own it.
Right. And I want you all to know when we get to these higher levels, you can see through people. Like
Yeah.
you see right to their soul.
Yes.
And that's how I'm able to tell if they still have healing to do, if they're ill, if they're combating something mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Like so much is radiated in the aura. And so I was like, wow, okay, what little tidbit of information can I give them right now that will give them a pivot? So
Yeah.
I call it kind of like you have an epiphany, you have a like a processing, and then you pivot the information. So we're all getting everything in bits and pieces because there's no way we could handle it
Oh,
all
God,
at
no.
once. There, yeah. And there's
Combust.
some days when I've moved so much energy around, I'm like, I gotta stop for a few days here. I gotta slow it down.
Yeah.
And in the past, it's funny, I used to love evolvement and change, because we could do it really fast, but our bodies now need to catch up.
Yes.
It takes the
Yes.
3D body has to catch up with the
Yes.
energy and the frequency changes. So, yeah, our cells are getting there.
But that's a very big point that you've brought up about our bodies. And it's like the evolution of our spirit has no limits and can be completely transcending, but the body has limitations. And if you try to do too much at once, it can send the frequencies topsy-turvy. And we as human beings, as human flesh, we can't be carrying the weight of the past around with us, because that weighs us down. And we need to make sure that we're in flow in order to receive this energy, because it comes through us and goes out. But if it comes through and reaches a blockage, then it can be boom, 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 back up against it and cause some problems. So it is quite essential when you go on this soul journey to look at all the baggage that you're carrying from this lifetime, from your DNA lifetime, from past lifetimes, dimensional lifetimes. And you've got to be willing to put that work in, haven't you? Because there is no, here I am. It is a process, as you talked about.
I do know I brought in past life information and wisdom to write this. I've been guided on that. And it's interesting because right before I talked to you, I had a conversation with one of my clients. She's in her early 20s and she's fighting surrendering and shadow work and doing all the, I'm like, you gotta just make these shifts. I go, I can only tell you a few pieces. And my book hasn't been released yet. She's like, give me the book, give me the book. So I'm like, it's coming, it's coming. But she's been hanging out with a friend of hers and the friend's mother. And I said, if the mother is carrying any programmings or patterns, her frequency is affecting her daughter, which is also affecting you. So the energy in that realm that you're exposing yourself to is preventing you from ascending, evolving, growing, experiencing. And she's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea, but it makes complete sense. So that's why I'm saying again, really important who you hang out
Yeah.
with and forgiving people for where they're at, because you're all exactly where you're supposed to be, but you're all on different levels.
Yes. And that doesn't mean you can't be around your loved ones anymore who are at a different vibration. It's just that you've got to get to a stabilized vibration so that you can be around those other frequencies without it shaking yours. And you know when you get there. It is when you can
Right.
look at them and know, okay, I can communicate on this channel, but I can't expect them to communicate with me on my channels.
Yeah, because you're going to ebb and flow up and down. You're going to go up and come down to help people, and then you're going to lift people up and they're going to pull you down. So you're going to go through this cycle of, and then when you go down, okay, I got to go lift myself up. So you find ways that work for you. What works today might not work tomorrow, or you just might need more time to readjust and recalibrate your system.
It's extremely
So.
important of the people that we have around us, though, because I do the analogy of a ruler. Yes, I'm that old, folks. Rulers, no matrix for me. And the 6 inches up, 6 to 12, are people that are on that certain level of higher frequency and positivity at their different vibrational levels. And then you've got the fours and fives that want to get there. They're willing to put in the work. But you have the one, two, threes that are the piranhas. They don't want to do the work. They just want to suck the life out of the energy of the fours and fives as they gain it. Once they kind of get
Correct.
to that six and up, kind of it's out of their reach. But the fours and fives, and this is where you see somebody really kind of growing, and all of a sudden they go right back down again. And you go, what's going on? And it's the people around them that are literally sucking the life back out of them. So in those early stages of your own evolution, you have to be extremely choosy of who is around you. And if their energy is not serving you, then you have to say, love you, see you later, and get on with, rising up to that higher level.
True that. Environment is everything, including your work environments. I know we're kind of in school environments, you're kind of stuck in those scenarios. But you there's ways to protect yourself, and it just the awareness itself. And so if you get around somebody that doesn't feel right, your body's going to tell you. Your body is like picking up information. I actually look at it, the higher we get, our body becomes a finer tuning antenna to pick up the data, basically. And when we pick up the data, we can it's telling us, oh, I don't feel so good. I gotta go. So I say give yourself 15 minutes. If you're in a spot and you're kind of feeling, ask yourself, how is this making me feel? Is something bothering me? And give yourself a cutoff and excuse yourself, you know?
And
So
you're not being impolite. You can give whatever excuse you like. You be as honest as you can. If you say, look, it's not my frequency, not my vibe, it might, upset the host a little bit. But if you just say, I'm just feeling out of sorts right now, which is true. And I need to go. And that's, it's always be as close to the truth as you can without offending. Because if somebody hasn't risen, their energy isn't there, then they're not going to wonder what the, oh, loopy, loopy, she's gone crazy, right? Which, believe me, I grew up with the white coach chasing me, so I know. But you've got the people who just don't understand where you're at. So, I'm out of sorts right now. I'm sorry, but I need to go. And that is something that people can't contest against. And you are being true. Your vibration is out of sorts.
And I see the future as even all generations saying, okay, I want to maintain my superpowers. What are your superpowers? And when somebody walks up and they are trying to ruin your superpowers, you're all going to know it in an instant. And you're all either going to say, we're out of here, or ask that person to be removed out of the situation.
Do you find it, amongst I mean, I have three millennials, so like 34 to 40, and then you've got this younger generation. Do you find like the BS thermometer is on alert? Like they just know. I mean, my daughter had this when she was young. She knew, she could see right through people, full of it. Don't bother with that person. That person isn't real. I mean, but our younger generation seems to have this, if they can get out of the phones, and actually kind of tap into the real frequency, they really can see those who are being fake and those that are being true.
Absolutely. It's funny because when I go to some of my friends' houses and their younger 20-year-old children are coming to me, Noelle, we want to talk to you. Noelle, we have questions for you. And so I can see that they're ready and you're actually the younger generations. I would say their DNA is more activated to expand quicker.
There's
And
been some
that's why they're
modification,
they
in
don't
the
have
cellular
to
structure.
Right. The older we are, we have to tweak it more because it's not as activated. So you younger generations like are even more powerful once you figure out how to control it, direct it. So this is what's so exciting.
And when we say control, it isn't control for manipulation. It's
Absolutely
controlling
not.
of how much energy goes out at one time so you're not overbearing.
Correct. And receiving. It's give and take for sure. And you're going to feel depleted. People are going to feel depleted. But the amazing part about humans that AI doesn't have is we can regenerate. And we are not limited. We can completely deprogram and reprogram ourselves to whatever we want to be.
And it kind of that I know that a lot of people think that when you are in spirituality, that everything else is against the spirit, and like all of the, mechanical things that we do have, like internet, like phone, like AI. I did a show on AI last week, rather. It's We've got to look at all of these things are marvelous tools that can help us even further in our ascension. It was never meant to be humans or machines. It was always about how humans and machines can work together to enhance the human spirit. And I think, again, it comes down to anything could be detrimental if it's used in the wrong way. And so even AI can have its benefits and some extraordinary benefits and extraordinary detriments. And again, it comes down to us as human beings, as it has throughout history. Everything that's gone wrong with anything has been a human choice. And everything that's gone right is a spiritual human choice.
Right? Wow. And we're all going to be faced with some very new choices with technology and way the everything's been accelerated. And what was supposed to happen 10 years from now, I think is going to happen within 3 to 5. It's been really amped up. And that's what made me amp up what I'm doing. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get my message out because they're going to talk about putting implanting devices into our bodies, our brains, our hands, or other components. And I want you all to know that this will hijack your frequency and change you and control you and manipulate you. And you absolutely don't want to do this. But they're going to use amazing marketing tactics. I'm getting the chills. So I'm
They're
saying this.
already chipping
I
people.
know, I know. And that's why I was like, oh, please, please don't do it. Because being holistically human is the answer. Because we're actually expanding super rapidly as humans right now. As technology is expanding, we are as expanding just as fast, if not, we can do it probably faster if we put in the work
If we
and
put
the
in the
effort.
work. That is the big thing, is that it, all of these instruments that we have are just to enable us to ascend better. They're tools. They're purely tools, right? Use them as tools. And the people that will chip themselves are the people that will abstain from wanting to do any of the work themselves. And they're the humanoids, right? But there was, I don't know if it was a Twilight Zone or an Outer Limits program way back. So, but it was a really, it stayed with me for this reason. And it's like everybody basically had a chip in their head, and nobody had to remember anything. It was like, it's actually pre-Google or Alexia days, where it's like, Google, what's this, what's that, what's that, and they didn't need to retain any information, right? But there was one guy where it didn't work, so they considered him dumb because he had to write and he had to do work through the process and read. But the machine went down, and then everybody suddenly was dumb and they didn't have to do anything for themselves, and he became the teacher. And this one stayed with me for that reason, is that it isn't one thing or the other. It's how to use the one thing that enables us to rise up even better.
Yes, anything that is a shortcut is probably to be avoided, I would say, because that is going to prevent you from growing, evolving, expanding. Everyone's talking about this chat GPT, and I'm like, that's just gonna make people stupid, like you said. It's not gonna make them think for themselves. I mean, our human creativity is blowing up right now as we ascend. You can be so amazing, which is exciting, but the more that we channel our energy and information into these types of platforms, it's going to slow us down, actually.
It depends
It's
again, I
gonna
think, on who the person is. I think if the person has already tapped into the soul and the spirit, they'll know how to use it to enhance. If the person is abstaining from taking any responsibility for their heart
Okay.
and soul and their journey, they're going to lose it as a use it as a cop out. And I think, again,
Makes
we've
sense.
always got choice. As human beings, we've always been given this beautiful gift of free will. Yet every detriment we've ever had was a choice, either based in greed, power, abstinence of wanting to participate in anything, or fear, right? And everything that has been an evolution has those that's been in trust, kindness, caring, and love, right? And compassion. So again, it comes down to us as free will. A knife and fork can cut your food, or it can stab someone. Free will. When you step into the higher vibration of free will, you wouldn't even think about using the knife and fork in that way. Right? You might be more creative with a knife and fork in a different way, artistically or whatever, but never ever to do harm. Because that's the thing about the higher frequency. It's a frequency of love, of a higher vibration of love. And when you're in that love state, you can't knowingly do any harm to anyone else, for it is going to harm you too.
Right. And we've been given hands for a reason. Hands to create and touch and do things. So I mean, even just doing what you said, you edit these videos and we don't want to surrender all of this work to somebody else to do. There's going to
Right.
be some platforms I know about coming out that are going to promise influencer fame and
Yes.
certain status, and we can make it so you don't have to get ready, and you can upload your voice and download a script, and it's all done for you. And I say, no way on that.
Where is your voice if you've abstained, if you've given it away?
Yes,
Right?
exactly. Your frequency is what you own. Do never surrender that,
No.
never give that up. That's your soul.
But it's also your calling card and your entrance. Before you even walk in through a room, people will feel you, right? And you know how you could be having a great vibe tribe and everybody's feeling each other, and that one person walks in. And it's like, the nails on the chalkboard and the needle across the record, and it's like, oh God, that frequency is completely off, right? But when you're in those people where you're uplifting each other, it is just that pulsation of frequency that is so enhancing. But
Like you said, a music
a
dance.
music dance, get up and boogie, yeah. But that is the thing, and you've got that one person who's the negative, and it can come in and really be detrimental. So it is, it is. You just have to say to people, the entry fee here into this event is upliving positivity. Leave the negativity at the door.
And I want you all to know that that's a program, and the program can be altered and
Yes.
changed. So if you
If
find
you're
yourself, or
willing.
yes, it takes, that's part of the doing the inner work and the inner
Yes.
processing and deprogramming and reprogramming. So you can't control anybody else, but you can control yourself.
Yes.
And that's why you just forgive everyone, compassion, unconditional love, because that's where they're at in their journey right now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of spiritual people that have gone off on a spiritual platform, and all they've really done is just changed the name from religion to spirituality. It's still the same format. Spirituality doesn't have these walls and restrictions. The only conditions it has is that it comes from the heart and the soul and sets the spirit free, because it's done in compassion and it's done with love. That's really, and there is no walls. There are no boundaries. It can reach far and wide, right?
Right. And it's when people ask me, what religion are you? I say, everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Of everything, because that's what we all need to be, is a little bit of
Yes.
everything.
A
We're all,
smorgasbord, a buffet.
right? We're all going to the same direction, right? And the truth is having your own personal inner connection, divinely connected. That's how you're getting your own downloads. That's how you, when you're with your higher self, it's giving you all the information you need to tap into your inner compass, and you follow your compass, basically.
I use that word a lot, the compass, that will always direct us in the right direction. Now, you've got the other people that say they're so fearful to open up. Yeah, but the devil's going to come in. The thing is, the devil, quote, quote, is already here. It's the people that live in the fear, live in the negativity, live in the power and the greed and the opulence and all that's already given over to the devil. They've sold the consciousness. They've sold the soul. They've sold the heart, right? So what you don't want is to abstain from that higher elevation of protection, where the devil can't get you. But when I talked about the piranhas, the 1, 2, 3, right? So heaven and earth is already here on earth. It's up to you which one you choose to be in, right? And
Right. So
we
you
say,
know
oh,
how they
this
say,
is hell. When we talk about something, this is hell. Yeah. If you're going through that much turmoil and suffering, it
right?
is hell.
So
How
yeah,
do you get
I would
out?
say heaven and hell. You know that they said that saying, you take the high road or the low
Yes.
road,
Yeah.
right? So you take the high vibe or the low
Yes,
vibe. And
exactly.
low vibe, I would say, is 3D. High vibe would be 5D and above.
Now, above. Absolutely.
Right? And I know I fluctuated to 12D to download the information to put in this book.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it was interesting because there were days I'd write something and I'd reread it. I'm like, man,
I
did
know.
that really just come out of me?
I know.
That's
Isn't it
really good.
exciting?
That's so
Yes.
good.
Yes. I
So,
love that. We're out of our heads, right? We're in our essence. I wrote my book that way. I do my own personal shows every week that way. I write my blogs that way. I may have a gist of an idea of what I want to talk about, and either I'm pressing record or I'm typing, but I'm out of my way. I'm not thinking.
I love that.
I'm feeling, not thinking.
Yes. And receiving and open, like you're an open
Yes.
channel of
Yes.
and surrendering to, because there were
Yes.
mornings I woke up, I didn't even know what topic I was going to write
Yeah.
about.
Yeah.
And then eventually I would just, go into a relaxed state. And sure enough, then I've got,
Pour out of you.
whoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
And it's
yeah,
exciting, as you said, to go back and read it. And you go, who the hell wrote this? I mean,
it's.
I've got articles I wrote 22 years ago, and and they go, well, who's the author of this? And it's
Yay!
me. And you don't remember, right? Because that's another thing, is the what I call the knowingness. You're so present in the now. If somebody said, can you repeat that? No. Because you were downloading it in the moment. And it's not like you can backtrack. You're in the moment. Pay attention. I'm downloading.
Right?
Write it down, grab it right now, because I ain't reversing.
Right? So you everybody has these
Yes.
capabilities.
Yes.
And honestly, the information, this is how I view it. The information is literally floating around in the air, and
All the
all we
time.
have to do is grab it,
Yes.
bits and pieces. So it looks like all different kinds of things to me. I don't know what it looks like to you, but yeah. And the more we're connected with other like-minded, some of
Yes.
us are more expanded than others, and they bring that knowledge
Yeah.
in, and we have access to it.
I've said to people, if they want to take this journey of just even kind of understanding what it's about, go out in nature. Trees, breeze, and water are essential to me. Right now, I have got these trees outside my window, and the wind is blowing, and the trees are dancing and rustling. And with every leaf that moves, there's some beautiful information coming out. And when the water hits the shore with the whoosh, the conduit of the water, and the breeze is always clearing you out and propelling you forward. Nature always has the answer. This is something that's very interesting. I have a show out this week also by Tom Palladino, and he's a scalar energy. He uses Nikola Tesla's technology.
I know what that
And
is. Yes.
the scalar energy, for people who don't know, please listen to his show, is the lightning. And when the lightning comes down, it's scalar. It's only at a certain point that it changes to electromagnetic. And that's where you see the burns. If somebody gets struck by lightning at that scalar energy, they actually do ascend into a higher consciousness and develop some incredible gifts. Of course, if they get struck by the electromagnetic, it could be burnt or die, because that at that point it's a very negative force. But the scalar energy, where is that comes from the sun, we're receiving it all the time. And when we just acknowledge that energy within us and allow it to flow, it is not only healing, but it is so comforting, and it is so embracing. And that nature has all the answers there for you. Puppy dogs chasing a stick, a kid, laughing on the swings. It ignites your heart. And when you ignite your heart, your soul can speak to you, but it can't speak to a closed heart.
Right. Guys, so much information I wanted to share with you. As you, every time you say something, I'm like, oh, I gotta share this. So one day I was chilling out and I got a download of God is a vitamin D. And I'm like, oh, that makes
Yes,
sense.
yes.
And then, so you talked about lightning
Yeah.
hitting the earth. Okay. So this is what I want people, I try and do the in between so that they can connect the dots. So when lightning hits the ground or the earth, it gives it like a charge, okay? And that's why we need to go out in nature
Yeah.
and touch nature, feel nature, lay on
Yes,
nature, walk
yeah.
in nature barefoot, because that energy goes into our body. It clears negative energy and brings in positive energy. So it's like it helps reset your human body, I would say, and rebalance it. And because
Exactly.
we are bombarded all day long with devices from our phones, our computers, the 5G, everything, and that's invisible. That's all
Yes.
invisible energy going through our bodies. So we need to kind of control that, and clear it. and charge it up. So doing all these little things, going outside, getting those light codes from the sun, it's activating, parts of our bodies, our brain, certain glands, our third eye. When that third eye is open, whoosh, that's superpowers for sure. Steroids.
Everything. Yeah. Everything is energy. Everything is connected. And I don't know if you've ever seen Judi Dench's movie on trees. But they did this wonderful filming of the fiber optics from tree roots, even a dead tree root, a new tree root. And if they had, obviously, this is where technology comes in. The brilliant technology of that camera could pick up the fiber optics growing and communicating with each other. Now, you look at those fiber optics and you look at Tesla's coils of the scalar energy. You look at what else was shown to us again, the tree roots. And there was another one today, which now I've forgotten, but everything has this kind of, it's like a little branch with all these wonderful things coming out of it, which is the scalar energy, which is the communication. The thing is,
Right.
everything is there for us to tap into. Everything is communicating with us. And when again we can get out of our own ego and trust the communication that is coming from all nature, from all beautiful sources, then we're just simply in the know, aren't we?
Yes. And it's funny because when this, I had an experience and I did put this
The
in my,
heart was the
my,
other one, right? Yeah, sorry.
right, right. It's this in my book Superpowers. There was something I talked about that happened, and it was about the trees. Okay, and this is something else I want people to understand. The trees are underneath the ground like a web, communicating. Okay, they've grown their roots together and they communicate kind of like the World Wide Web, but through their root system. And there's a lot of knowledge and information that are held in these roots because they've been here for decades, centuries in some cases. And in the city where I live in, they're so busy creating, smart cities or changing things up for technology. And they came into my neighborhood and chopped down 15 50-year-old trees. I'm getting, and I like, I don't even, my whole body changed because the frequent, it was like these are healing trees protecting our neighbors and each other from these radiation waves. And I was like, what is happening? And I cried, my daughter cried. We were just like, what's, and so I was like, how am I going to fix this? They put in new trees, but they're never going to be those big and
Take
beautiful
50 years
trees.
to get there, right?
Yeah, they're not, they're dying. They're not even, because everyone's got fake grass now. So everything is turning false, which we can't have that. We need to, this
Artificial.
is, yes, so the environment has got to be a priority. That, I'm getting the chills again. The environment is what helps us sustain our superpowers, believe it or not. All the earth, all the trees. And that's why there's tree huggers. They know there's wisdom and energy and knowledge in that tree. Hugging a tree, like if you need to be cleared or you need to feel better, there, and that tree's gonna hug you back.
Oh my
That's
God,
what.
and talk to you. Oh yes, most certainly. The trees do talk to you. But like you're talking about that kind of that matrix of communication. But what people don't understand, how does the brain get the body to lift a hand, move a finger, move the body? It's the fiber optics. It is what you were talking about, all the you used a different word, sorry, it's gone from my head, but without those fiber optics, which are just underneath the skin and before the muscles, and you can't see them, they're so fine, but that is the command from the brain to lift up the hand and move or walk. And if the fiber optics are damaged, this is when we start having dysfunction in the body. Well, if you're damaging those fiber optics, those connectors in the land, from the trees to the grass to everything else, then you're breaking up the connection of the earth that is here to support us.
Yes, and our arteries are very much like tree branches.
They are.
So we are very similar to trees, well, everybody. We really are. So that's why we need to honor them. They're kind of like an ancestor to us. And they've
We're very
outlived.
disregarding of this planet. We really are. We've stepped into convenience and opulence and everybody, oh we got to do something about the environment. But will you give up your meat? Will you give up your fish? Will you give up your car and go to electric? Will you become more eco-friendly? Oh no, it's too inconvenient. Then don't tell me that you're standing up for the planet. Because we have
Right.
got to change our ways. And that doesn't mean we have to abstain. It doesn't mean that we don't have cars, and it doesn't mean we don't have great food. There's some brilliant food and plant-based foods today. It's a matter of choices that if we do really believe in this planet that gives us everything that the body needs so that the universe and Mother Earth together work together in synergy that provides everything we need. And if we are kind of flippant to you, universe, and screw you, Earth, and then we wonder why we're in trouble.
Right. And think about being on the outside looking in. If you look at the way humans treat animals,
Yes.
each other,
Yes.
like, would you really want to come down and be a part of
No.
that?
Oh, no. Next planet, please. Next planet. I'll come back in 1,000 years and see if they're still there.
So that's why you got to ask yourself, am I ready to be the change and lead the way so others will follow and make it easier? Even though, like, I feel like I'm a trailblazer at times, cutting out, going off the beaten path,
Yes. But
and
what path?
going
That's, I,
back.
you know, the thing is that when we first stood up as Neanderthals and we put one foot in front of the other, there was no path. We made discoveries. We made discoveries about ourselves. We made discoveries about our abilities, our courage, and our strength. And that is within us all the time. If we decide, things don't happen to you, they happen for you. Are they pleasant at the time they're happening? No. But what was the result of it? You gained courage, you gained strength, you gained insight. You saw the abilities that you had. And now with all of that, you have now become so much more.
Yes. It's a series of like a transcendence as rising over, because you're gonna get a good path, and then somebody's gonna go, "Fuck, knock you off," So then you gotta go, "Okay, get back on." And you might not be up here again, you might be down here. So then you gotta do some more work, and then you get back up, and then so it's a fluctuating for now, because I do believe as more people transcend, you can maintain your frequency easier and higher.
And the
So
thing
that's
is there's no straight line in anything. You look at our
oh.
DNA and it's twirly. You look at the fiber optics and the frequencies and they have curves to it. And the whole thing is like, people want to be in the ivory tower, but if you're up in the ivory tower, it's a long way to fall. But if you're in sync with each other, arm in arm, the arms can go up and down like this, like a wave, but you're never going to lose the connection.
Right.
What
I
we
like
feed,
that.
what will grow? What are we feeding? You want to raise up to that higher vibration, then you've got to be willing to go through the process. And you've got a process that you can take people through to eliminate. And the thing is, we don't forget what has happened to us. What we delete is how it makes us feel.
Correct. And that's how you transcend and rise, is removing it as an obstacle for yourself. Like, I'm over it. It's funny because I always say, the been there, done that, beyond that,
Exactly.
you
Love
know?
it. Love that. And that is, but I have people that can talk about some of the horrors that have happened to them. And they're no longer in that pain. They're no longer in that space. They're no longer in the victim mode. So they can talk about it of where they were, but where they are now. It's purely just a picture to understand where they've come from. So you can see that through the process of healing, wow, look where you are now. And that inspiration begets invitation.
Right? When you heal is when your superpowers appear.
Yes. And they're there all the time, but we've got to ignite them. And the way we ignite them is be willing to go through those, both that process of eliminating, of embracing, and of becoming. And then when you start the level of becoming, that's when you start the superpowers start revealing.
It's exciting. So
It is.
exciting.
Yes. I
So.
was just thinking at night, I lie there and I'm one of these people, I've always got a movie going on in my head. It's just, it's another dimensional thing for me. And, I have a talk or whatever. And it's one of the things I was thinking about is our choices as human beings. And, our choice to the blame or the shame or the hate and the fear, as opposed to the surrender and the love. And that it does take more courage to let go. But once you do, you go, why the hell did it take me so long? But it does take more courage to go, you know, I'm not going to be the victim anymore. I am not going to struggle anymore. I'm going to change my mindset so I can change my soul, heart, and spirit set. Because it starts with the mind, saying, okay, I am open and ready to receive. Right? And the willingness to go through it. And everybody goes, oh, that's so hard. No, it's as hard as you're going to make it. The more willing you are, and the more participatory you are in your own life, the quicker you're going to get to knocking at the door of your superpower.
Yes. And there's, it's funny because I, when you're with the wrong person, I felt like my wings were clipped.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then when I became single and I started to step into myself and hit my authenticness, I felt like I was given a new pair of wings and now I can fly really high. So when you can't fly really high, I want you to ask yourself what's stopping me so
Yeah.
you can know what to push away. Because you all, we all have wings. We're
Yes.
all different, you know, beings of light and angels, and we can grow a new pair. We can
Yes.
change. We can shift. We can do so. It's just realigning for
Yeah.
yourself.
Now, wouldn't you? I'm sure you have the desire to speak to that younger generation and say, be your superpower so that when you do meet somebody of your equal, your spiritual equal, your vibrational equal, that together you can come together and form a bond that can transcend together even higher. You know, when we, as we ascend, as you have into your superpower, and you look back and go, why did I make that choice? Who was making that choice? So if we can step in right from our youth into that essence of who we're meant to be, the choices we're going to make with the people that we're going to make them with, it's just going to extend out in a positive way.
Right. It reminds me of this cartoon I used to watch. I've always go back to this. It goes back in my head from when I was a kid. And they were called the Wonder Twins. I don't know if you remember the Wonder Twins, where
No.
they were like a brother and sister, and they wore rings. And they would turn to each other and be like, Wonder Twins powers activate. And they would put their wrist like fists together, their rings, and they could turn into anything they wanted to.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
Good
and I'm
metaphor.
just like,
Yeah.
what
Yes.
are twins powers?
Yes. I love that. But that shows right there. I mean, the teachings are all there. And of course, when we look at children's programs today, it is all about encompassing and that there are no differences and that it's all about love and compassion and it's all about the strength of coming together. But what happens is it's there in the programs, but it's not in the school system and it's not always on the home front. And we need to get everybody in sync so that, you know, children are not racist. They're not born that way. They're conditioned that way, right? The linear of follow the rules, don't rock the boat, you will be, and not the I see
Be
your essence.
submissive, do what you're
Yeah.
told.
Oh.
Yeah.
Clip your wings, put you in jail with chains on. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's funny because I tell my daughter, I'm like, yeah, you know, if you don't resonate with that teacher, just it's okay because I want you not to sacrifice who you are as a human and as an individual and as a soul because they are driven to put you in a certain level.
Yeah.
And so,
Just like an instrument, look at it as the knowledge that you need, take what you need from it, but don't become the instrument.
Always be fine-tuning.
Always be fine-tuning, you know, and it's there's some things it's just best not to argue with. Though I was one of those kids that argued with teachers.
Oh, well, and they got so much power to argue back with. That's like the other
but
thing.
that
I'm
was an
like,
interesting thing, a story with a teacher that was teaching vocational guidance, and she brought something up in class. And I said to the teacher, I'm sorry, I disagree. That happened to me 2 days ago, and it happened in this way. I don't even remember what it is anymore. All I remember is she said, don't you disagree with me? And I said, but I have to disagree with you because this is the fact of what happened. Da 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 da. Go to the principal's office. Go to the principal's office. She comes and joins later. She complains to the principal. The principal hears my side of the story. And she said to the teacher, well, obviously she's experienced this. That experience overcomes your theory. why did you do this to the teacher? And she said, I'm the teacher, I'm the superior one, and what I say goes. The principal turned around to me and said, you don't have to be in her class anymore.
Love that.
Yeah.
Empowering each person to step into their power.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what we need to teach the younger
Yes.
generations. They know they have it. They're being still, conditioned to believe you're not supposed to be doing these things, but really it's time.
Just take in information, but don't speak anything out. Yeah. No.
Yes, put the
Yeah.
mask on. Put the
Yes. Yes.
mask on. Put the mask on.
Yeah, exactly. And I think
Speak.
the more we teach our children, be respectful, don't be argumentative, be respectful. But if you disagree, just say, I wish to have a conversation on this. It's okay
Yes.
for you to speak out. Gone are the days that children should be seen and not heard. I think that we now need to listen to our children because they're so much more in tuned and profound
Yes,
than we
they
are as
are.
adults. Yeah.
And that's what I tell my daughter, always trust yourself, pick yourself over anything else.
Yeah.
And she's still teaching me as well.
Yeah.
There's times, we actually went, this is a good one. We went to go try on some clothes, and she didn't want to go in the dressing room because it had a grill on the top of the dressing room, and she felt there was cameras watching through. And
Ah.
I was like, wait a minute, you're probably right. They're probably got cameras to deviate people from stealing. They're trying
Yes.
to, control it.
Yeah.
But that we never put that together
No.
because we were always told it was like, this is what you do. You go in and try it
Yeah.
on in a dressing room. And so I apologized to her. I was like, you know what? You're right. Thank you for pointing that out. And we kind of got a little like tiff at this because I was like, what are you doing? And then later she explained it. And I was like, I'm glad you stood up to me. Thank you for
Yeah.
standing up to me. And I'm sorry I didn't listen better.
Right.
So
How old is
this
she?
is how she's 12.
Right.
So
And that
this
is
is
an
how.
awkward age as well, right? Who would want to be a teenager again? No, thank you. But it's
Right. Oh, the
also,
times.
yeah,
Whew.
I know, I
But you
know.
know what? If you have children and kids right here, right now, they are here to do amazing, amazing things.
Exactly. And with us saying, I'm here to hear you. I'm here to hear you. Articulate to me the best way you can of how you feel, and let's have a conversation about it. And I think one of the things that we have not done with our children is to say to them, I'm empowering your voice. Speak to me. I don't need the angst. I don't need the rudeness. You want me to hear you. You speak in a nice tone, and we will speak. We will talk it out, and we will listen to each other. And I think half the time, that's all they want. They're in confusion, especially at that age. They're in discovery, but they've also got this huge dictation from society of what they should be and who they should follow and what they should dress like and who likes them and who doesn't like them. And if we can empower them in their individualism to stand tall in their own individualism by listening to them, by having that open conversation, they're more likely to listen to us if it's a two-way street.
Yes, absolutely. And we need to be able to apologize and redirect
Yes.
ourselves.
Yes.
We are the first role model. We are their number one teacher, and we can't give it to everyone else to take care of for our children. This is
Yeah.
the point, the tipping point of us changing ourselves as individuals, humans, and families, so we can create better, younger generations for now and in the future to come. And our children are ready
Oh
for it.
God, oh they are there. And really we've got to have them in the conversation right now. This is their future we're screwing up. They need to be in part of that conversation right now. And you do see it. You do see the kids stepping up and some of them really having, that voice and they're becoming that example. Look at Greta, as an
Right?
example, and a few others. But it's every generation tries to screw up a little less than the last generation. But really, what it comes down to is respectful communication.
Right, seeing and being heard.
At any age. At
Correct, because we're
any
all
age. Yeah.
equals at
Yes.
any age.
Any age. It's
And
just
some
that.
souls are even if they're in a younger body, their soul's older than my soul or your soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So their knowledge is more expansive. It's funny because as you were just talking about that, I was like, wouldn't that be interesting if they put children in charge of like the government or a president? Like, what if they put children in charge of everything for a while.
I think
Wonder
one
what
of
would
the,
happen.
I think if you had children in the mix, along with the experience and the open-minded, you had that age bracket there, somebody representing every decade, you would actually then have a more cohesive view on things. I'm a true colors coach, the four key personalities from Myers and Briggs. And even in the show blogs, I try and address that everybody's going to get something out of this in whichever way they learn or listen. And I think this is what's misrepresentative in any organization, government, is the fact that it seems to be one line of communication open and they're not hearing anybody else. So not only would I go with the color personality traits to make sure they're all that there is the diversity there, but diversity in age groups, color, races, everything, sexuality, everybody there at the table, and everybody has a voice. And from those voices, you then deduce what to do.
Yes, and I think the younger generations are bringing in information from the other realms because they're
Simple.
closer
It's
to
simple to
crossing,
them, right?
right? So
Yes.
their ideas to solve problems would probably be profound, I
And
would
the thing is,
say.
they may not have the experience of how to do it, but they have the vision of what needs to be done.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And if
So,
we listen
children,
to them,
step
yes, please, and
up.
again, it's always step up into your own power. When we talk about your superpower, it is always in grace. It is always in ownership. It is always in representation, a representation of who we are as a being. And how we present ourselves is how we're going to be received. Now, does that mean you're not going to get the bleep coming in now and again and trying to bully you or trying to degrade you? They're going to do that because they fear your superpower. And it's not that your superpower is so overloading of them or, now you've got the wick and whack, because that's not what superpower is. It's that you're so filled with love and compassion and understanding and light that that light's too bright for them at this time. And instead of them wanting to kind of grow into the light or put glasses on, dark sunglasses on as
You're
they grow
blinded
into the
by
light,
the light.
exactly, it's they become fearful of the light and they want to throw stones at the light to put it out. That is, don't take it personally. That is their fear that they're trying to impose upon you. So anybody that's trying to block your light from growing, it is not you. It is their own fear that's within them. Keep shining bright.
Yes, absolutely. Be luminary.
Yes.
Be the light worker that you are. That's why you're here to do this.
Exactly. And can you imagine if all of us stepped in, and it's not, about being so bright. Light has different shades. You look at the sky, whether it has a cloud in it or what day, time of the day it is, all the light changes in a 24-hour period. And so it is a each one of us is at a different stage of the day. Right, of a different type of light. And I always say whether the janitor is just as important as the CEO. Because if you walk into a building and it's dirty, your opinion of the CEO has changed. Right, so the janitor sets the stage in which the CEO is going to be received. So the triangle in the orchestra, it may not play in every performance, but when it does, it's significant. And so again, no comparison, no competing. Own your role. Own your gift, be your gift. And whether your gift is on all the time or just now and again, it's profound.
It's needed.
And it's needed. Yeah.
Each one of you are here to do something special.
Yes. Yes. And it's so much nicer on this side, in our superpower, in our light, in that love. We can watch the news, we can watch everything, can feel sadness, right? And you can feel, sometimes switch it off because I just don't want to go down the despair road. But I then look at maybe that's a third of the population of the human race that's still in that mode. There's two thirds that are stepping into that light. And that pendulum, that teeter-totter is changing. And the light is becoming brighter. You can't fight it. You can't stop it. You can't regulate it. It is happening. It is beyond the human control to stop it. Because each one of us is becoming that light. And it's a beautiful place to be, isn't it?
Yes, and we're lighting the way for those who don't have it yet. We'll keep the light on for you, like a
Yep.
flashlight. We'll keep, that's, and we'll share our light with you.
And there'll be those that will never come into the light. You know, they're too hooked into that realm, and you can only help those that are willing to help themselves.
Very
Free
true.
will,
Very
free will.
true.
When they say, okay, help me find my superpower, I'm willing to do the work. That's the permission they're giving themselves, and they're giving you to help them find their way. But you can't force anything on anyone. It has to be their free will.
And you make the decision for what's right for you.
Yes. And what pace you go in, right? You know, like, the, oh, I'll have you in your light in 24 hours. No, you know, that might not be the kind of programming that particular person needs. It's about understanding that some people, one, two steps, stop, pause, reflect. One, two, three more steps, stop, pause, and reflect. And some people go, oh, light, jump, jump, jump. You know, it just depends on their personality trait and you know how embracive they are. And neither one is wrong. It's just their pace.
It's interesting too, because I have another client I'm working with, and she is so, I tease her that she's the warrior woman, because she's, every time I talk to her, she's doing, I go, you might want to slow it down just a little bit. But she keeps expanding and keeps expanding. And now she met a guy recently that she's like, oh my gosh, it's so different. And I said, there is, I go, his frequency is a better match for you. And now you're in a totally different space because of all the work you've been doing. And it's, and then you weren't looking, and so it's just staying with true to you.
Yes, when you come from the very core of you, and you know when something's right or wrong because you could feel that pushback in your core. No, don't do it. You know, I get presented opportunities virtually every day. Tara, you can do this. Come and join this. Do that. You know, side in just some business. And I go, if the core doesn't say yes, at least investigate it. And if I can feel that hand on my core, then I go, no. And I respect my core. That's my truth. It's not your journey, Sarah. Don't do it. Don't divert your energy. This is not where you're meant to pivot, right? You're
Right. So
messing with
when
yourself.
people disappear or go out of your life, it is the universe redirecting it in your favor. I want people to understand this, because people are going to come and go, especially as you do this and you realize, there's certain things that you have to remove out of your life, and you're going to grieve it possibly. It's going to be the part of the transformation. And but once you move through it and clear it and clear the karma, that's when you get lighter and brighter. So keep doing it.
Well, that is the point. Keep doing it. The more you do it, the more you are going to expand with it. And it's like, again, it's not competing with someone. They got there quicker than me. It's not about that. Every single one of us has our own energy signature, just like our fingertips. It identifies who we are. That's why people can do remote healing through energy, because it has its own signature. And you're going to go at the pace, and you're going to embrace it and navigate through it to understand what you're meant to do with it at your own pace. You know, and I used to be the hare, and now I've become the tortoise. And in being the tortoise, I've actually realized the lesson so much more profoundly. And I've understood the journey and the gathering of the people along the way, because I took the time to do so. And I wasn't in a rush just to get there.
And listening and learning from our elders is
Yes.
really important. That's what they did in other cultures,
Yes.
and it's really imperative today that we do that for one another before information disappears off the planet altogether.
Yes. And the many, many cultures revere their elders and the wisdom and all that they have done to pave the way for the younger. It's North American, we toss elders out. And we're throwing away such knowledge that is not only disrespectful, but is detrimental to the people before, because that's what wisdom is meant to be. It's meant to be passed down.
And it's funny, because I don't know if you remember reading this in my book. I wanted to write a book years ago called Women's Wisdom and interview women 20 to 30 years older than me and learn from them and share it with the younger generations. And now when I wrote this book, I was like, wait, the wisdom's mine. I'm the older woman now.
Wait till you get
And
to
now I'm
my
like, oh
age.
gosh. I'm like, okay, well, I'll do that. Like, give whatever gift you're here to give.
Yes.
right? Bring it to the table, show it to the world, share it with everyone. I can't wait to see what your superpowers are,
Yeah.
you know? And I
Yes.
can see yours. Look what you're doing. This whole podcast for 10 years, I saw you talking
Yeah, well,
about 10
I've been
years.
doing it 11 years, but 10 years my own network. So.
Okay, got it. Okay. And I mean, you light up. You've shared so much information to help others expand and grow. And in the meantime, you're doing the work too. It's being
Yes.
amplified and amplified. So it's pretty exciting. I loved
But this,
watching you.
thank you. This is what it's about, though. I'm only as good as the people I bring on. Right? And I bring on people that have embraced their journey, that have made their self-discovery, that have stepped into their light, who've become that instrument that is going to excite us.
Oh,
Right?
that's neat.
And whether it's just somebody that's done it in a novel or somebody that's just done it in paintings or somebody that actually has coaching, it doesn't matter what it is, veterans, children, everything, is that it's that choice they've made, to empower themselves so they can empower others. And people say to me, who do you interview? And I said, all those that come from heart. If you don't come from the heart and you're coming from the ego, you're not my kind of guest. It's
I
the
love
heart.
that. Thank you. I'm honored.
So
I'm honored. Yes.
I'm glad that you're here because this is what it's about. We all have superpowers inside of us. We are all here to embrace what our gift is. And it's not, a game of podcasting. Oh, you should do it like so and so. Why don't you do it like this person? Why don't you do it like that person? I said, I do it like Sarah. And you can
Right?
tune
And
out or
that's.
tune in. That's your prerogative,
I love that.
you know?
Yes. So we are going to be told how to think, act, and behave.
Yes.
And it's when you say, thank you for the words,
Yeah.
but I'm going to choose me,
Yes.
basically.
Yes.
And you're never wrong because you choose yourself.
Exactly. And is it going to be everybody's cup of tea? No. I'm a strong cup of black coffee. So, my style is my style. You either like it or you don't. I'm not going to be offended if you don't. But there's plenty to go around on different frequencies. If my frequency doesn't work for you, that's okay. There's somebody else's frequency that will. And if we could get out of that need to be number one or better than everyone else, we understand that we're so much more powerful and empowered when we are complementing and complementing in the sense by collaborating and celebrating the person that is with us, because that means that, oh, that ripple effect that goes out is just fantastic.
Yes,
So,
the right people will find you
yeah.
and be drawn to you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Because it's the Vibe Tribe. You're part of the Vibe Tribe now, right? You're on this frequency. You're igniting hearts and souls, and that's what it's about.
It's
That's
wild. It's
it's
wild because
gorgeous.
I see it, like people ascending. I
Yeah.
feel it, I see it. And then I can tell when people don't want to ascend as well. And I'm like, okay, well, just maybe watch again later when you're ready.
Yes.
Or, you know, it'll hit you when it's your time.
And
So.
it does. For many people, it's like, they've got to hit the rock bottom, or they've got to be in a position, or they've got to hear it from someone else, go, oh, now I know what they were talking about. So even if somebody's ready to actually act on what we've said today, and that if they're not ready to do it, we've seeded.
Right. It's all about going within.
Yeah.
It's every, you know, everything else outside doesn't matter. It's internally connecting and doing the work. And that's when you completely expand, when you love yourself for who
Exactly.
you are.
Yes. I love the word. I found this word several years ago, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. We are flawsome. Every single one of us gains flaws along the way, rather like you drop a cup and you put it back together, like the Japanese do with the gold. And
Right.
whether we're just gluing ourselves back together or not, our flaws very often is what makes us unique. As long as they're not detrimental flaws, but our flaws are idiosyncrasies. But they also make us, who we are, why we are doing what we're doing. So why can't we be awesome with it? So let's be flawsome.
I love
So when somebody wants to come to you, what is the process that you take them through, love, and how do they reach you on that? And also, how do they get your book?
Well, you can all go to my website, noellehipke.com,
Can you spell it for
and
people who are just listening, love?
yes, Noellehipke.com. And I'm building a course out now, and I've actually got everything together, and I'm debating if I'm going to do it live, but I kind of think I might end up doing it live. Because actually when I do it live, there's quantum healing that takes place, I'm discovering. And all it takes is one person getting a aha moment,
Yes.
and then another, it's like a, I can see people ascend, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So I'm kind of excited to possibly do it that way. And I'm having a book signing at Barnes and Noble on July 7th in Huntington Beach at 6 o'clock. I'm doing a book launch, and there's a farmer's market they have every Tuesday. It's like a street fair that they do in Huntington Beach, where I live. And I will be there on June 27th, from 5 to 9 p.m. That's where I will be signing books and talking to people. And that's the launch date of when it's dropped. So it's exciting. And then I'm actually got a Kickstarter campaign that's going to be kicking off here. And I have created jewelry, my sacred geometry jewelry, that it matches the cover of the book. I will be doing only a limited edition with a Kickstarter campaign with an autographed signed book, as well as a piece of jewelry that people
Okay.
can turn wear to activate, and we'll activate together.
And the
So.
Kickstarter is for raising money for something in specifically?
I would like to do an audiobook of
Yes.
my, and then I actually have a film that I created called Luminary. I had created this in 2014, and it's never been seen anywhere. I've got the trailer up on YouTube, and it's a bunch of people actually that I have friends, families, and we made it so long ago, everybody's evolved, but our children are young, and it's all told through music about the soul. It's told through vibration, through
Lovely.
energy and communication that way, telepathy. And it's funny because I realized when I look in the rearview mirror, I've been doing this work my whole life.
Yes.
And now it's really coming together to a head. And now it's like an explosion.
But now you're
So,
conscious of the work that you're doing, where you were doing it unconsciously before. Yeah.
exactly. I'm like, holy smokes, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I'm going with it all now.
Great. So for the audiobook and for the movie. And people say to me, "Oh, I did that show years ago. You can take it down." I go, "No, wisdom is wisdom. Whether you're in that journey anymore, whether you have that platform, I can update things anytime, aside or information." But when we do these shows, it's somebody on their journey in the beginning are going to listen in. And whether it was done 10 years ago or 11 years ago, whatever the case is, the wisdom never dies. Right. So whether you did it in 2014 or not, it's maybe now apropos that it is out because it's the people are at that vibrational level now to receive it better.
Yes, it's so wonderful and very exciting times. I love it. I love it. And thank you for all that you've been doing for 11 years now. I mean, really, you've been bringing a lot to the forefront, and it's now really coming even out more. And it's you, when you look in the rearview mirror, what do you see from your work?
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, 5.5 years ago, I was given a saying from the universe. There's two things that it gave me. One is the universe is going to shake us up to wake us up for us to step up and change it up and grow up vibrationally and grow up and stop whining. And I think we're still in those process. A lot of shaking up is going up. A lot of people have stood up. A lot of people are changing up. But it gave me a vision of what to do with my platform. And I felt that these podcasts are absolutely amazing, and I've got over 3,000 of them here. And so people, and I've broken them up into different channels so people can go to, the channel that they're excited about. But we're going into books now. I did do one book back in 2017, a collaborative book, but now we're going into other books. And the first one is going to be Raising Our Gifted Children. And it's a collaboration book on that. That will also be a webinar, ebook, audiobook, you name it. Money raised from that goes back into the associations these people represent. Then the next book will be a coaching book, a business coaching book, and that is more money one. And then the next one after that is our forgotten seniors, and how we treat them as well. So there will always be a
Do you know
philanthropy
that I've
back.
worked with seniors for,
No.
that was been my focus 20 years. I've been a realtor for 20 years, and my main focus was for seniors downsizing, going into retirement and the afterlife.
Great.
So
We'll have
they
to talk
are,
further on that because
yes.
that's what I want the next book. I do believe that if we actually change how we treat our children today, we won't have a dysfunctional society when they grow older. But I also feel with the seniors, they should be respected and heard and valued more. for their contribution, and that we mustn't forget them just because they're old. So there'll always be a philanthropy book every year, and then there'll also be a book that is a promotion of coaches and mentors and practices and things like that. So yes, I'm going into that now. So it's and I've just written
Endless.
my book, so my
Good
book
for
will
you.
be out soon too. So yeah, it's but that's the thing, is I was given the vision 5.5 years ago. And each time I thought, is this the right person? Is this the right person? Can I do this with this now? And I'll try it out. And it, like, it wasn't. And it's like, instead of going, oh, the idea is bad. No, it just was the wrong timing with the wrong people. Right. And it's like, if the vision is so strong, just keep putting the vision out there. And when the time is right, the people will come.
Correct, because sometimes people's visions and frequency is too
Yes.
futuristic for
Yes.
other people
Yeah,
to
my
receive the
always ahead.
information. Yes. And it's funny because I do talk about some people in my book, and they're like, well, I wrote a book and nothing's hit, nothing's working. And I said, they weren't ready for you.
Yeah,
They're ready now.
exactly. Yeah. You can
So good. Good
relaunch,
for you.
replatform, and everything else. And of course, we've got plenty of shows on that, actually, if you've got something you want to promote in marketing, because marketing has changed quite considerably as well. But yeah, no, I look forward to your movie, and definitely do this in an audiobook. Many people, a huge population, listen rather than read because of time restraints or whatever, you know.
Yes.
And it's whichever way the people receive the information, we need to put it out because they need the information. And that's what's really important. We all have superpowers. We are all
Yes.
gifted, beautiful human spirits. And we're all here to contribute to with our gift to the collective, in order for us all to rise up to a higher level. And we can do it if we decide to A, take ownership of ourselves and discover our superpower, and then look to whom we share it with.
Right. Yes. Living with intention and direction.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you are at that crossroads of life and you know you've got to get rid of stuff and you know that you want to, you can feel it knocking at the door. The spirit, the soul is knocking at your door saying, come, come, come elevate with me. Come dance with me. But you don't know how because you've still got those other things with claws in you. Go out to Noelle. She's going to help you. Look at what is holding you back. Recognize it. Okay, I see it. It's no longer serving you. We can delete the feeling around it. You don't
Right,
delete
right.
the memory, and you don't look at the memory with fear anymore, right? It's just an experience you had. Who did you become because of it? And that's the journey. That's the
And who do you want
self-discovery.
to become now?
Exactly. And it isn't about the destination of who you become. It's the exploration
Right? Yes,
of
the
who you
journey.
become as you go. And like
The
every step.
adventure every day.
Yes.
It's the
Yes.
adventure.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Wow, I
Right.
didn't know I could do this. And it's just so rewarding. And life is about the journey. And you're going to have little chapter destinations along the way. And then it's what's in the next chapter, right? Be exploratory. Be wondrous.
Yes.
Be adventurous. But know what your gift is so that you can take that with you and everywhere you go and on everything that you do. Thank you so much for being
Wow.
here today, Noelle. I'm
Thank
delighted
you.
to have you here and opening up that door to our beautiful essence of who we are. And it really is exciting to see, isn't it, when we see people elevate up to that superpower, when we feel it. You know, we can see it, but it's the feeling of it. You know,
Yes,
that's why
yes.
it's just like music to our ears. It's wonderful. Definitely.
Yes.
So, folks, come and join us. It's a wonderful place to be. It truly, utterly is. It
Yes.
doesn't require you to put a little effort in. Yes. Is it hard? Not if you decide you want to do it and you want to do it for the right reasons. And Noelle is here to help you on your journey. And we look forward to feeling your vibration. Until next time, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life. And we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted. And we do hope that you enjoy the next show.